now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome everybody, welcome to the program. All of my listeners, and those people who are brand new, listening for the first time. Today, I would like to talk about something very, very important, which I always do anyway. I always talk about something important, which is a nice change of pace from so much of the silliness and the foolishness that people are involved in and listen to and watch. It's pure foolishness. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, life is serious. Life is real. When you bump your knee on something, when your wife or your husband says that they're going to leave you, when your kids are on drugs or your kids try to run away from home, when the doctor says, you've got this or that really bad thing, when they call you into the office and say, well, we're very sorry, we're going to have to let you go because of downsizing and so on. Life is very serious. They say we're all born alone and we die alone. Life is a school, ladies and gentlemen. Life is not party time. It does have its moments of pleasure, yes, and it does have its joys, but life is a school whereby you have a certain amount of time to learn what you need to learn, see, to make the transition. To make the transition when you drop the body and your soul is ready to move on. You want to be in a very good place at that moment when you die. A very wise man once said, many times, he said, the most important moment in your life is the moment that you die, because it represents the sum total of what you are. So if you go around every day and spend a little time with trivia here and trivia there and look at a little pornography here or a little silliness there and spend too much money here and eat junk food there and gossip here and gossip there and fritter away your time with sports and stuff, or worse yet, fritter away your time worrying and planning and scheming, daydreaming, or smoking marijuana or drink. See, now look, you know in your heart whether you're leading your life properly or not. You know, even the worst slobbering drunk sitting at a bar, or the worst marijuana pothead, or the worst drug addict, they know deep down that they're not living properly. They know it. See, when you resent your wife and resent your husband, see? When you're catty about people and talk behind their back, when you're impatient when you could have been patient, when you judge other people, when you leap to judge other people, you're not living quite properly. See? All right, so we're going to talk about something important. So how do we begin to live properly? Well, it says in the Bible, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. It says that somewhere in the Old Testament, maybe Isaiah, maybe it's Jeremiah, I don't remember, one of the prophets. And God sends prophets, you know. He doesn't send a lot of them. He only sends a few, handpicked by him, to warn the people, to warn them. See, so what does that mean? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, knowledge of what? Knowledge of the law? Knowledge of the Ten Commandments? Why do you suppose they want to take the Ten Commandments off of the schoolhouse walls? What do you suppose that's all about? Because they don't want you to have knowledge of, they don't even want you to see the Ten Commandments. they don't want you to see them, because then you might become free and happy and know what's going on. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Hi, this is Roland. I want to welcome all my new listeners on the mighty KFNX 1100 in the Phoenix, Arizona metropolitan area. Welcome all of my new listeners there, and also my new listeners on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio, 1150 Seattle, Washington. I have a special offer for you folks who are brand new listeners. You can get a free ebook. I've written some wonderful books, 16 of them actually. My most popular book is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I talk about how to let go of resentment, how to forgive, what is required of men. Men, you need to be more than just, bringing home money and sitting in the living room watching TV. There's a lot more to being a husband and a father. I've got several chapters devoted especially for men and some special chapters devoted to women, about unhappiness in marriage, and my husband and I don't have anything in common, and so on. A lot of really good stuff based on 25 years of counseling people on the radio. If you'd like to get a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, just go to talktoroland.com. That's www.talktoroland, R-O-L-A-N-D.com, talktoroland.com. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. Yes, I'm a spiritual coach, if you will. Call me whatever you will. I'm also a pastor. Doesn't matter what you call me. The important thing is my message. The message is the important thing. So it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So if you are not living properly, then obviously there are a couple of reasons. Number one, you just don't know. See? You just don't know. It's how about the people that took, you hear about these drugs that people take that have side effects. And then people take them, and then pretty soon, after a few years, all of a sudden there it is discovered that they have side effects. The FDA has to pull them off the market and so on. See what I mean? But in the meantime, a lot of people end up dead because of the side effects. See what I mean? So they didn't know. They didn't know. So you have a lot of issues, a lot of things going on that if people simply don't know, then they could make a mistake. So you need to know. You need to know. It's like the rules of the road. You need to know. See? When can you make a left turn? Can you make a left turn against a red arrow? The answer is no. In California. Who has the right of way here and who has the right of way there? It makes a difference. You need to know so that when that situation comes along, you don't make a mistake. See what I mean? All right. So if you don't know, see, because nobody's taught you. See, we're being dumbed down in schools. People are not learning important things. Morality is not being taught, or at least the right kind of morality is not being taught. People don't know about the Ten Commandments. People don't know God's laws and they don't know his ways. See, he has his ways of doing things. He has his way. He has things that he likes and things that he doesn't like. See? And people say, well, why is that? Well, that's just the way it is. It's his ball game. He's very kind. He's very generous. He's very magnanimous. See? But he does have his laws. There are some things that he likes and some things that he doesn't like. And so it would be very nice to know what that is and to know what his rules are, you see? Now, here's another interesting thing. I talked about this on my last program. If you go to the archives, listen to my last program. Basically, if you look around, you see that nature has to obey laws, the laws of physics, the laws of chemistry. Animals have instinct. A bunny rabbit has to be a bunny rabbit. A dog does certain things because he's a dog. But if you notice, human beings, see, human beings don't act like human beings. They're hateful, they're mean, they're cruel, they're vicious, they're conniving, they're sneaky, they're cunning, they're rotten, they're thieving, they're violent, see, they're silly, foolish, wasteful. People do not act like noble, gracious, courageous human beings. So what's wrong? Why aren't they? A cat can only act like a cat. Why shouldn't a human always act like a human? Be noble and gracious and have nice human virtues. Well, because we have the ability to rebel. We can rebel. We can be naughty. We can rebel. We can do bad things. So why do people do bad? Why do people rebel? See? Well, perhaps they don't know. They don't know that they're doing something that's not good. They don't know. That's why people have to tell them. See, that's why parents a lot of times tell their kids, you should don't do this or don't do that. Then many, many years later, the kids say, oh, now I understand why my dad said I shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. See? Well, all right. So there are basic rules. So if you don't know, you need to find out. Now, how are you going to find out? Well, it's, you know, the best people throughout history have written down some many wonderful things. And in America, we have the Judeo-Christian. Christianity is a very noble religion. Judaism, a very noble religion. So we have those, okay? So those are very nice. And you have your parents, and you have noble, good people that have your best interests at heart. Okay, so there's all of that. But you have something even more important if you want to know. See, let's say you're not rebellious. Now, a lot of us are rebellious, especially when we're kids, but we're made that way. See, now here's the other thing. The other thing is a lot of us, we want it to be good and decent and kind, and we didn't want to be rebellious. But what happened is people were mean to us, and they teased us, and they were cruel with us, and phony and hypocritical, and they tempted us to rebel. See, if somebody tells you to do something in a really, really mean way. See, it tempts you to want to rebel. Or if your parents lorded it over you and told you were no good and stuff like that, well, it tempted you to want to rebel. See what I mean? So people rebel. But usually what they're rebelling against is what would be good for them. Have you ever noticed that? People rebel from the straight and narrow, which is good for them, and they become drug addicts. See? Or what have you. So watch out for that trap. So if you're very rebellious, you've gotten yourself in trouble in life, then take a look and see if somebody tempted you to rebel. See? So there you have temptation. So what does it say then in the Lord's Prayer? Christ said, well, how should we pray? Well, we should pray. Say, our Heavenly Father, your name is holy. I would like your kingdom to come on earth as in heaven. And I would like your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please give us today what we need to live. And please forgive us our wrongs in the same measure as we are forgiving with other people. Please keep us from temptation and protect us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory from everlasting to everlasting. See, did you like that? I said it a little different. I took it out from being a formula and said it a little differently. So you see, I forgot my train of thought. Anyway, that was beautiful. Please listen to this message and we'll continue. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland, I'm your host, and I'm glad you're here listening. Please, visit my website, talktoapastor.org, talktoapastor.org, or commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. I've got some great resources there. Now, let's continue now. Oh, the other thing, Mike's Story. Yes, that's an excellent book. The guy had so many issues. Especially when he was a kid. He had so many issues, everything from obsessive-compulsive disorder to shyness, overweight, obesity, you name it, he had it. He overcame them all. He overcame them all, and he's happy now and productive, and life is beautiful, and he left it all behind, left it all behind. That's a great book, Mike's Story. You can preview it free. It's on Amazon. It's in both Kindle and paperback. You can preview it free. Go to my website, talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Now, yes, indeed, so people have mental health issues. Why? Because people were cruel to them. People were confusing to them. People were cruel and they were confusing. See, people doubt themselves. The world is too much for them out there. There's too much violence and cruelty and sneakiness and confusion. They doubt themselves. They pull into a shell and things go from bad to worse, see? But I said earlier, so what are we going to do about that? Well, I said earlier that in addition to having the nice people who help you, give you guidance, and in addition to having the Ten Commandments and the Bible and tradition, Judeo-Christian tradition. In addition to all of those, you have something even more important, far, far more important. You know what that is? Let me see if you can guess. What do you think is more important than all of those? It's your intuition. You see, God gave animals instinct. He gave them instinct so they know how to be what they are. But he gave humans intuition. See? He gave humans intuition. So you know how sometimes you just know something? You just know it. In your heart, you just know it. Nobody has to tell you. For the example I always give is, let's say you have a couple little kids, there's a little four-year-old girl sitting there, and she sees that her parents or her aunt or the babysitter, whoever, is being mean to her and nicer to another child. Okay, she just sees it. She sees the injustice. She sees the unfairness. She didn't have to go to class. Nobody had to teach her. She didn't have to read the Bible or the Ten Commandments, or she didn't have to find guidance from the Judeo-Christian tradition or anything. She just knew in her heart. She just saw it. See, when you were a little kid, you saw things and you knew things. Yeah, a lot. Because you had your intuition. But what happened is, as time went by, you fell away from your intuition, mostly by becoming emotional. You became emotional, then you get lost in the imagination and lost in thinking. And nobody out there, remember I said my people perish for a lack of knowledge? Okay? Well, one of the things that people lack knowledge about is their own intuition. Who teaches you about intuition? They say, study this book, take this class. See, they talk about all these things. They don't tell you about intuition. They don't tell you that's your lodestar, that's your closest link to God. See? Because through intuition, you can actually intuit. You can actually see moment to moment, moment to moment. If you are very close to your intuition, you'll see what's right and what's not right. You'll see which way to go and which way not to go. Your intuition. So we fall away from intuition. And how do we fall away from it? Because we become emotional, especially when we become angry, and especially when we become resentful. Okay? And then we doubt it. We pay more attention to the experts and authorities on the outside, and we don't pay attention to the authority of our own intuition. So now you have to start paying attention to your intuition. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, indeed. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's my most popular book by far. It is so good. It's written by my intuition. I wrote it intuitively. I think it's 300 pages. Wonderful, wonderful hints about how to improve communication with your husband, with your wife, with your kids, how to be more forgiving. See? I see people, you see people get married or live together. Nice young man, nice young lady, live together, and then before long they're fighting, and then before long there's a breakup, you see, and then if there's kids, then the kids are unhappy, and there's a divorce, and you see how that happens. But it doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to. See, and despite all the, books, thousands and thousands of self-help books, and books about relationships, and relationships advisors, and marriage therapists, and counselors, and all these people, and all the professors, and all the college classes, and despite all of it, and all the libraries, and all the bookstores, all the internet sites about relationships, people are still having problems. Now, why is it? Why is it? Well, it's because they're somehow missing the boat. There's some kind of knowledge that they need. See? And so, if you get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Knowledge, of Marriage, rather, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, Making Relationships Work. It's also on Amazon and in Kindle. Go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. You'll see the link. When you start reading my book, if you are close to your intuition, if you believe what I say about your intuition, so you start to pay attention to what you know in your heart, start paying attention to what you know in your heart, then you'll start reading my book and you'll say, oh, I see. I see. I see. Okay, I've been resenting my husband or my wife. I've been resenting her. I've been giving my husband a hard time. I hate men. I had boyfriends that took advantage of me. My dad wasn't there for me, so I hate men. and I've been taking it out on my husband. I see what I'm doing. And I've been very willful, and I tried to run his life and run my kid's life and run everybody's life and made a big mess out of everything. See, and if you're a man, then you say, oh, I've been wimpy. I've been weak, a people pleaser, I wanted to be popular. So I wasn't there for my kids, and see, I didn't stand for what's right. I didn't have patience, I didn't have understanding, I didn't have wisdom. Now I see that I need wisdom. Okay? I'll be right back after this important announcement. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. I'm your friend. Yes, I'm your friend. I tell you the truth. I'm an external call. I'm like an intuition. I awaken you to your intuition. But if you want to be close to your intuition from now on, then you should get my meditations. They're very helpful. Some of them are free. So go to my website. And also, please try to support the program. Would you please? I really, really could use a donation. I could use a big donation. I really could, because I'm going off the air if nobody helps me. Please, please, if somebody can help me, please do. I buy the airtime, and I'm just a little guy. I don't work for a church, and I don't have a salary. I need your help. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.